Feels Good is brought to you by Commonwealth Motors. Shop us last. You'll love us at Commonwealth Motors. Hey, Ayla.
Okay, I'm going
to play that now.
I'm going to use the real audio. Okay. Go ahead. I mean, not too far off.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much the same. Either that or like a really bad Star Wars recreation.
It's okay. Well, that's usually the sound that you hear coming from the NASCAR tracks. But right now, the only sound is of 5 3D printers at NASCAR's Research and Technology Center. Usually these 3D printers are used to produce composite parts and also used for updating a stock car. But when racing came to a complete halt on March 13th because of the coronavirus, those 3D printers were given a whole new job. NASCAR engineers are so smart. I mean, their job is to help make the fastest of cars drive even faster on a track with multiple other cars driving at full speed right next to them. Oh my gosh, it's such a beautiful sight to see on a beautiful day with a beer. It's a sport that represents everything that is so great about America, in my opinion.
Driving in circles, yes.
Yeah, driving in circles. The flags are just ripping. I love everything about it. Well, these engineers wondered if the 3D printers could be used to address the shortage of personal protective equipment for healthcare workers. They contacted suppliers and came up with designs for face shields the printers could make. So these 5 printers are running 18 hours a day. 8 engineers are volunteering their time to oversee production from 7 a.m. until midnight every single day.
Wow.
And their teenage kids are even helping with cutting the clear facial part at home. So they'll bring these things. Their kids will help cut it at their houses. They're working literally nonstop.
I love hearing about how, 3D printers, which seem like some kind of sci-fi dream, mm-hmm. are now becoming a reality because of this. I mean, this is, I think, like their breakthrough moment. Mm-hmm. A lot of people maybe had never heard of them before, and now are like, oh, we can just print.
We can do that.
Things, that's
right?
Amazing.
The newest printer, you'll like this. They can have 3 face shields printed every 2.5 hours, and it's about the size of a shed, like an outdoor shed.
Wow.
That's how big it is. And that's the one that they're trying to keep running nonstop. So NASCAR is donating the face shields, just like other automotive companies like Ford, Chevy, and Toyota, who have changed from producing cars to producing PPE during the coronavirus crisis. Ford said that this month they'll work hard to build air-pressured ventilators with a target of 50,000 units in the next 100 days from their plant in Michigan. General Motors is building ventilators and producing 50,000 face masks per day and are donating their resources at cost. And Toyota, face shields, collaborating with medical device companies and all this stuff. I personally have always believed in buying American-made cars. That's just what I love. Everyone I've ever owned has been an American-made car. And I know for the fact in the future, they will all be American-made cars, because after this is over, just think about all the good that they're doing for the people of this country. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just amazing to me, because we're not thinking about right now, oh, what brand is it? How many miles per gallon can this car hold? Like, these companies are now helping save lives. So I saw this story about NASCAR and the plants being turned from car manufacturers to ventilators now. And it just really put a smile on my face. So that's your It Feels Good for today. Bing, bing, bing. Too much, I know. Here's Kane Brown, though.